Hi, and welcome, or welcome back to Who the Fuck Am I? Now, I know this episode was to be released this past Friday, but I want to give you a little background to why it's being released today. So, the episode being released today is actually the first episode I ever recorded, and let me tell y'all, more like, let me warn y'all, she's a bit rough. I had to edit quite a bit of my ums, likes, and you knows, and my thoughts are a bit all over the place, so the edits took a bit longer than expected. Mind y'all, this is a learning process for me. I was planning on releasing an episode with a guest, but due to technical issues and scheduling coordination, that one will just end up being my third episode. This past week, I also began a new job, and my evenings were a little bit overextended, to say the least. Finally, on Friday, the date of the actual release, or at least my intended release date, after I had quite a bit of a rough emotional week and dealing with really shitty driving days, as I was driving on the 836 about to hop onto I-75, my car spun out in the middle of the highway, and I ended up almost at the express lanes. But by some sort of miracle, absolutely nothing happened to me. I'm alive. I drove away and got to my final destination. And it was very shocking and scary, to say the least. I'm still very much, I think, in shock and trying to understand it. Trying to understand how and why I'm still alive. So suffice it to say, I decided to put myself first, and I decided to hold on the release of this episode. But now it's fully edited, and I am ready to release it. And so without further ado, I present episode 2, Success or Failure.
Hi, and welcome to Who the Fuck Am I? Well, I'm Alita, and I am a person made of success, failures, happiness, sadness, peace, hate, and everything in between. I am, as the Beatles say, I am you, and you are me, and we are all together. I wanted to speak to you today about this point of life that I'm at. I heard today a motivational speech from Steve Jobs that he gave at a graduation, and honestly, now I just want to read his book because I see the power that he had in his words and why he was a person of such high regards, besides the fact that, of course, he was the creator, one of the creators of Mac. Part of the speech included talking about finding your passion and your joy and your happiness, basically, specifically in your career, at least, was mostly how I took it, what I took from it. At least in that particular aspect. And you know, he's like, if you haven't found it yet, continue looking. And I started questioning myself, wondering, have I found it? Do I really want what I think that I want? And for those that don't know, I am a law school graduate. I graduated with my Juris Doctorate. I graduated May 2020. And I, as of yet, have not passed the Florida bar. I am not licensed, and I have retaken the exam twice. I took the exam the first time in October. It was only the Florida portion. Then I retook what's the Florida portion and what's called the multi-state bar exam, and I passed the Florida portion, but I didn't pass the multi-bar, multi-state bar part, or I'm just gonna call it the MBE. And then in July, I retook the MBE portion, and I'm waiting for results that come out in September 2021. And so I don't know. I hope I passed. I pray that I passed. I keep speaking as if I passed, and I kind of get scared that I don't, so I kind of question it, you know, self-doubt. But I'm trying really hard to convince myself that I passed so that I can manifest it. You know, I'm one of those millennials. So anyway, going back to Steve Jobs, so I kept questioning myself, is this really what I want? Is this really my passion? I mean, I've claimed that I wanted to do this since I can remember, probably back in middle school. You know, I was found out I'm good at arguing. Maybe I should make that as a career. Not to say that I didn't think of other careers and that other things don't bring me joy. I like to be a creative. I'm here now creating this podcast, future podcast. Hopefully when you hear it, it'll be more in existence. And so hopefully when you hear this podcast, I will have passed the exam, and I'll be able to embrace that the law is my passion. Not only because it was the choice that I made years ago to pursue this, but because of the way that I used to think of it. And I feel like I lost touch with why it brings me such passion, because honestly, school drained the fuck out of me. I discovered way too late that I don't like school. I mean, I like it because there's people there, I like to talk to people, I do absorb information, but when it comes to fucking studying, I'm the worst. I'm okay, maybe I'm not the worst, but I came to discover this year, 2021, that I am ADD, and I've been coping with that. I'm learning how to just succeed all these years with this thing, I guess. I don't want to call it a mental health issue, because I don't know, disorder, I don't like to call it that, just because I feel like it adds a negative stigma to it. It's just a thing. But it's like I have a hard time focusing, of course, and I never really learned how to study appropriately for me to be the success that I can be. And now I kind of discovered that, like, late, and I still don't really know how to study, and it fills me with anxiety, and I don't reach out for help the way that I should, and I don't really get the help that from others, like the support, like, hey, let's study flashcards together. I don't have somebody to do that with. And then there's just so much more attached to that that I feel like that would probably entitle a whole other Who the Fuck Am I episode. And, you know, I was filled with doubt. Law school filled me with so much doubt and so much, like, I just questioned my worth. I have questioned my future and my passions, and questioned everything for a moment. It killed my spirit, it killed my joy, especially not passing the bar exam these few times. Like, fuck, that really gets you. You know, like, nobody really talks about it, but it fucking gets you. It makes you feel stupid. It makes you feel like you can't really do this, or why the fuck do I have to do this? But I started working about 3 months ago again at a law firm. And honestly, like, Mostly I say this because I was not the person that worked throughout law school, because I knew I felt like I was going to have a hard time if I did work during law school. So I kind of just lived off of loans, the loans, and I was able to not fail out of law school, luckily. But I also wasn't the best student, but I wasn't horrible. I was average. And God, that was a shitty feeling. And it's a shitty feeling to feel average, or to let that averageness get to you. I let that averageness get to me. I've always been used to being good and smart and bright. And, you know, when you go into a school full of people that are used to the same thing, shit, that fucking rocks you a little bit, rocks you to the core. I mean, depending on who you are, of course, some people claim to be all above that, you know, because they're so much better than that, and they don't question themselves and, you know, how, like, why somebody would think of somebody else, like, bullshit here, bullshit there, you know. I mean, maybe not bullshit, it works for some people, but I'm here to give you my reality, right? And hopefully I'm not the only one that feels this way or that felt this way. Basically, I was questioning whether this is my passion, whether this is supposed to be my future. And within that same speech, Steve Jobs said, you need to connect the dots, and you can't connect the dots looking towards the future. You can only connect the dots when you look to the past. And so I really, really hope and pray that I'll be able to look back to these moments and connect those fucking dots and be like, wow, that's a great fucking picture. I'm so proud of where I am now. Like, there was a moment earlier that I think I read something that said, the person that you were 5 years ago would be so proud of who you are. And I kind of took a moment and took that in, and I'm like, fuck yeah, she fucking would. Excuse my voice if you hear it cracking. I'm a very emotional, I'm a sensitive person, I'm an emotional person, at least recently a lot more emotional. And I'm like, fuck yeah, she would be so proud of me, because I fucking graduated law school. I fucking did it when there were moments, a lot of moments that I really thought that I wouldn't. And here I fucking am with my Juris Doctorate degree. And she'd be like, you always said you were going to graduate law school. You always knew you were going to graduate law school, and you fucking did it. I did it. And I took a shower just like within the last hour, and shower thoughts, you know, of course, are the best thoughts. And so it kind of inspired this episode, because as I was thinking of my passion and whether this is what I wanted, following the legal world and becoming a lawyer, becoming an attorney, and I realized this is what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing, or this is what the fuck I want, because I have fucking pushed myself to be at this point when anybody else could have just easily quit, could have just easily fucking quit and said, no, fuck that, I'm not taking this fucking test again, or fuck that, I'm not trying to push that hard to pass this fucking class, or to have this sort of GPA, or have this GPA so that I can be part of organizations. Mind you, I always tried to maintain my GPA above a 2.5 at most, because that's the only way I was able to be part of organizations. And anybody else would have just fucking quit. Not to say that there weren't moments that I didn't get close to quitting, but I didn't, you know. And I think that that's exactly what the important part is that as much of a failure as I might have felt, I still succeeded in meeting my goals. I still succeeding in making it past my first year of law school, making it past my first semester, making it past my second semester, making it past my second year, and making it past my fucking third. And other people doubted me. I know that for sure. Shit, if I doubted myself, like, you know, I know other people doubted me. But I still fucking did it. Doubts and all. Fears and all. That's not even doubt. Like, that's just fucking call it what it is. It's fucking fear. And I'm the person that definitely carries a whole bag of heavy fucking weights and rocks. And it's just like, no, I'm fine. Everything's cool. No, I don't need no help. No, what are you talking about? This is light. You know, I'm that person. And then, like, if I put my back down for, like, a moment and I look back to how far I've carried myself to this point with my fucking bag, and I'm trying to pick it back up again, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that shit is fucking heavy. What the fuck was wrong with me? Why didn't I take the help when it was offered? Or, you know, why haven't I realized that I've been carrying all this shit? And, like, shit, like, it's okay. Let me fucking release some of this weight. Let me let it loose. And I feel like I'm talking all over the place, but it just all makes sense in my head. And hopefully it'll make sense to you, the listener, that sometimes we don't realize all the weight and burden that we're carrying, and we refuse to see ourselves in a positive light. We refuse to acknowledge the shit that we've dealt with in the past and how that shit has gotten us to where we are now. And we need to acknowledge that, and we need to say, hey, you fucking did this, dude. Like, you fucking did this. You did all that. Like, that was you. And no, maybe it always wasn't, like, all you, but it was mostly you. Or not to deny the fact that every now and then there are going to be people that do help you and that you do take help from, even in the smallest of ways. It doesn't always have to be big ways that people help you or that you acknowledge the help that you receive. But, like, you know, at the end, you fucking did it. You did it. You are where you're at. And even when you feel like a failure, you're still succeeding. I've always thought of death. Not killing myself per se. I mean, not ever fully seriously taking it, at least. Not fully considering actually taking my life, at least. But although there's a term right now that I can't think of, but there's something out there that people do think of death a lot, and ways that they might die or what they prefer for their death. And I'm kind of one of those people, I think. I do think of dying a lot. I do think of how, or I've had moments where I think I just don't want to feel, and I don't want to exist, and I want to disappear. And of course, then all the other thoughts come through with, like, you can't do that to your parents or your family or your brother. You can't. You've been alive, you made it all this way, and you've gone through all this shit, and now you're gonna fucking off yourself? Like, don't bullshit me. I'm like, you don't have the fucking balls. You're a pussy. And I think I'm bringing that up because this year has made me think of a lot of shit. Has been hard for me this year, since, like, last November 2020 up until now, August 2021. And it's been hard for me these last few months, almost a year, and I'm just bringing it up because I'm fucking proud of myself for not giving in to those dark thoughts that do run through my mind and talking myself out of it, because I'm brave. It makes me feel brave and strong and capable, and it makes me feel like a success, and it helps me feel not like a failure. Like, literally, not dying is a success for me. I'm just fucking proud of myself. And I'm getting to this point where I'm finally embracing myself and embracing my power and embracing my truths and how I can have more than just one truth and more than just one passion, and how the law can be one of my passions along with my fucking creativity. I mean, shit, I have a whole fucking Instagram page called Creative Latina, trying to embrace both sides at Creative Latina Journey, because it's a fucking journey. And I was trying to embrace both parts of me, and I forgot why the fuck do I want to pursue the law. Law school and not passing the bar has made me feel those things have made me feel like a fucking failure. But then work made me feel so fucking empowered again, because I'm fucking good, and I am a law clerk right now and doing paralegal shit, because I was also a certified paralegal in the past, like before law school, and I am good at working. And fuck this exam for making me feel like I am not going to be a successful attorney, because I am going to be a successful attorney. And I never even thought of personal injury as a fucking career that I was going to head into, but I actually fucking like it, and it does help people. And I'll be, my goal has always been to help people, and I want to be able to help people on an individual level, and then I want to be successful enough to the point where I'll be able to do pro bono and help in other ways, or like help with civil rights and maybe get into politics in the future. I don't fucking know. I don't have a clear grasp of my future as of yet. I'm not this person, because shit, I was supposed to have passed the fucking exam by now, and I wanted to be a state prosecutor because I wanted to help the small people from within the shitty criminal justice system and make the changes from within. And then I had an externship and I was like, yo, this shit is not for me. But there was just a lot of experiences that made me question myself, and instead of me still being that badass bitch that was like, fuck that, like that doesn't mean jack shit, that doesn't mean I'm not gonna be able to achieve my dreams or still be able to help, I questioned myself. And now I'm at this point again where I'm just like, bitch, you're a badass fucking bitch, and why did you question yourself? Why would you ever question your success? Why did you doubt yourself so much? Baby girl, I love you. You can do this. You got this. And now these are the conversations that I'm having with myself. And that I think sometimes we need to remind ourselves of. We forget to realize or acknowledge, or either we choose to not acknowledge or we forget to acknowledge that we're the ones that have the power. It's me, myself, and I. And yeah, there are other people around, but at the end, you have to choose yourself. You have to help yourself. You have to love yourself. You have to be the one that gives yourself that love, that compassion. And I don't mean, you know, hashtag self-care, like, let me give myself a mani-pedi and a facial scrub. Like, I mean, I fucking love that shit too, you know, I do. But I mean, the self-care that says, let me journal about this. Let me explore what this means. What are these thoughts? Where are they coming from? Why do I feel this way? Or why am I letting this affect me in this way? Or how? Or just deep dive into those feelings that we choose to ignore so often. And our guts, bro, like, I ignored my gut for so long, and now I'm at this point where, because I didn't choose to listen to my gut, I got hurt. And I want to be pissed at myself. And there were moments where I was pissed at myself. But I'm fucking learning what self-compassion is. And part of that is saying, you see so much magic everywhere and so much potential. And you give so much of your heart and your love and yourself. You give so much of that even though your gut is telling you to run the other way sometimes. Or to just, your gut is telling you something else and you're just like, no, you're crazy, gut. Like, how could that be? And then you don't listen, and then you just keep going forward. And then finally the universe is like, bitch, you didn't listen to your gut. So I'm gonna fucking put you through this shit and you're gonna fucking learn what you needed to have learned. Or what you knew you should have listened to, but you didn't. But now you have no other choice but to listen. And now I'm at that point where I'm just like giving myself that self-care. And talking to myself nicely and telling myself, you did what you could with the information that you had. You had the magic in you, and you have the magic in you where you see people's potential, and you see, you just expect so much better from people that you believe them, you trust them, you give them everything. You just willingly and openly give yourself to others, and you, when you love them, like, you don't question it, and you just put yourself out there, you know, and that's magic. So, yeah, you were hurt. Or, yeah, you've gone through this shit, but you did it with love. It's just, pain does not mean that you're not succeeding. Whether it's pain that's self-inflicted or pain that's caused by another, it doesn't mean that you're not succeeding. It hurts like a motherfucker. But you're not a failure. You're not a fucking failure. And I think that's what I'm getting to. I'm not a motherfucking failure. And that's who the fuck I am. I am a successful person. In multiple ways. I am successful. I've gone through failure, fucking failed multiple classes, did I fail at a relationship? I don't know. I mean, yes, you know what? Never mind. Maybe not my last one. At least I didn't feel like a failure. But definitely the one before that. Like, my relationship failed. Our relationship failed. That dude and I, we weren't meant to be. So that failed. But was it really a failure if it's gotten me to a point where I'm at now? Our failures, like Steve Jobs getting fucking fired from the own company he created at one point, or me failing my law classes, or some of my law classes, not all of them, or me failing to fucking publish a law review journal because I let the words of a white, hetero, just cisgendered fucking man get to me. Those failures are not failures, because without them, I wouldn't be who I am right now. And I failed at publishing a fucking journal, but I succeeded at winning a fucking motion in the federal district court. Okay, so fucking come at me. Like, no, my fucking name wasn't signed on the document because I'm not a fucking attorney, but it sure were a lot of my fucking words. It was me. I haven't even fucking passed a bar and was offered a job opportunity already as an attorney. And mind you, apparently this person has never offered any of his previous law clerks a fucking job at all. And this coming from a person that's worked near him for like 28 years. So I'm a fucking success. I haven't fucking passed the bar exam, but I'm still a fucking success. So fuck you, negative thoughts. I'm succeeding. And I refuse to believe otherwise. And hopefully you'll refuse to believe otherwise too, because maybe the world needs you. Most likely it does, if you're still alive and listening to this and listening to the ramblings of a fucking stranger. But that's who the fuck I am. I want to share my thoughts with the world, because maybe if I heard these thoughts from someone else, I'd feel just a little bit better. I've been listening to the words of others a lot. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, and it makes a fucking difference. People make a difference in other people's lives just through their words. Whether it's Steve Jobs, a fucking person that was super successful with his company, or a person that just wants to help women succeed, or a person that wants to share just their thoughts and their own magic in any way. You know, I have a friend who has her own podcast and has her crystal store and has her poetry books, and she's a creative, and she fucking shares her magic with the world and puts her voice out there, and it creates an impact. And I want to be that person too, to somebody else, to you. And so that's who the fuck I am. Now, who the fuck are you? Remind yourself of who the fuck you are. And when you think that you have a thought and you kind of want to share it with somebody, and then you just think, nobody's fucking interested in what I have to say, I want to tell you that there's at least one person that's interested in what you have to say. So fucking share your thoughts. Share your thoughts. Because you don't know the impact that you'll have on that one person. And that is a gift in and of itself. All right. Good night, y'all.